today's daf is Bav Metzia, daf Mem Aleph. We left off on daf Mem and Beis at the Mishnah on Mem and Beis. The Mishnah is going to discuss whether a person is chayiv if he's a shomer pikadon, he's watching a pikadon, and then he moves it, and then it gets destroyed. So it's going to depend on a number of factors. It's going to depend on whether there was an agreement that the pikadon would stay in a certain place. It's going to depend on why he was moving the pikadon. Was it for the sake of the pikadon or for his own purposes? It's going to depend on when it broke. Did it break as he was moving it, or did it break after he had already put it back in its place? The Gemara is going to have machlokas tanayim, whether you have to inform the owner when you return a stolen object, and we're going to say that that maybe relates to our Mishnah. We're going to have to see which Tana fits with our Mishnah about informing the owner, meaning did you fulfill the mitzvah of Hashava if you just put it back in its place without telling the owner that you have returned it? The Gemara is going to have three different ways to explain the intention of the Shomer in taking the object in our Mishnah and apply them all to the Mishnah to make the Mishnah fit the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. But the primary discussion on the daf is going to be about Shlichus Yad Bipikadon, that if a person decides to use a pikadon. So the Gemara is going to explain, there's a machlokas, whether the halach is in the Torah, that a shlichus yad bipikadon, someone shalech yad bipikadon, he's chayiv even on onsin. So the Gemara is going to discuss the machlokas, what it takes to be called a shalech yad bipikadon. Do you have to actually take some value off of the pikadon? Is it tzricha chisaron? Or even if there is no value lost from the pikadon, one might be considered a shalech Yad Bipikadon. And Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss the issue of whether Shlichus Yad Shricha Chesar, not this very issue, may depend on why the Torah repeats the din of Shlichus Yad by Shomer Chinam and by Shomer Sachar. Couldn't it have been enough for the Torah to tell me this din of Shlichus Yad, that if I start taking the Bikadon for myself, I'm going to be Chayiv and Onsim by one context, and I would know it to the other context, and the Gemara is going to discuss, and it actually comes up a third time by Shoel as well. So why would the Torah have to tell me three different times that Shalech Yad Bibikadon is going to be Chayiv? So that's the primary sugi, is going to be Shalech Yad Bibikadon. Let's begin at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hamaf, if a person leaves a barrel as a pikadon by his friend, and they didn't designate a specific place that the pikadon has to be kept, and the person moved the pikadon and it broke. So it depends on the context of it breaking. If it broke from his hand, meaning as he's moving it, it broke, so then it depends why he was moving it. If he was moving it for his own purposes and he broke it as he was taking it for himself to use for his own purposes, he's going to be chayiv. But if he was moving it for its purposes, to protect it, it was in a place where it was going to be in danger of being broken, so he wanted to move it to protect it, and ironically, as he was moving it to protect it, he broke it, he's going to be pater. But if after he had already placed it down, it then broke, then either way, he's going to be pater. He's already put it back where it belongs. So since he's already put it back where it belongs, the fact that he moved it yesterday or that he moved it at some point is totally irrelevant. It broke in the spot where it could sit tight. But that's all. If lo yichtu la by the makom, if there was no specific place that it has to be, yichtu la by the makom, if there is a specific place that they had agreed on that the pikadon is to be kept, v'tiltula, and he moved it, v'nishbara, and it broke, bein mitoch yado uvein mishinicha, whether, it doesn't make a difference how it broke, whether it broke while it was in his hand or broke after he put it down, litzarcho, if he moved it for his own purposes, chayiv, litzarcho, if he moved it for the purposes of the item, it's going to be potter. The Gemara is going to explain how all of this fits into some set of rules. I mean, it doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason in terms of when you're chayiv, when you're potter over here. The Gemara is going to try to explain if there's a single Tana that could have one logical approach that would fit all of these details, all of these halachas. But before we get to that, the Torah quotes from the Ramah, Reish Mem Hei, the Ramah, that only if a person took it litzorcha, he's potter. We said that if the Bailam was miyachid l'makom, so when he moved it litzorcha, he's going going to be potter. For the sake of the item, he's going to be potter. So says the Torah, yeah, that to be took at litzarcha. What if it wasn't litzarcho or litzarcha, but it was litzorech mekoma? You wanted that space. You wanted to be able to use that space for something else. So says the Torah, if it's litzorech mekoma, then even if it's not litzarcho, so you're not really sholeach yad, because you're not taking it for yourself, but nevertheless, he's considered a poshea in moving it in the first place, because they were miyachid makom. Once you're miyachid makom, it's supposed to stay in that place. So when you're not being sholeach yad, because you're not using the item, but you want that place, well, you have no business wanting that place. That place is where the item belongs. And therefore, if an onus happens because you changed it from one place to another, you're chayiv even after you put it down, because that's what we would call tchilasa b'pshia v'sofa ba'onus. And tchilasa b'pshia v'sofa ba'onus is chayiv. And if the onus doesn't happen because of the shinui makom, that's what the Torah writes in the name of the Ramah. The Bach says that Ramah is medayik from the lashon of the Mishnah litzorcha, that it's dafka litzorcha, you're going to be pater, because that's not a pshia. But any time we could qualify it as a pshia, regardless of whether you're technically a shaleach yad or not, you're going to be chayiv. So says the Gemara further now. Hamani Rabbi Shmali, who's the author of our Mishnah? It must be that our Mishnah fits the shita of Rabbi Shmuel. Da Amar lo beinan das bailim, because Rabbi Shmuel is one that says that if you steal something, so the halach is veishvas exeli, you have to return it. But you don't need to inform the owner that it's been returned. You steal an animal, just bring it right back to the pen that you took it from, right back to the field that you took it from, leave it there with the rest of his stuff. You don't have to inform him that you have stolen it or returned it. Just drop it back where it belongs. The Rabbi Shmuel holds you don't need to inform him. D'tanya, we learn in Braisa, Hagonev Tzalemina Eder, V'Selemina Kis. He gives two examples. You steal an animal from the rest of the flock, or you steal some money from a wallet. L'makom Shagonav Yachzir Div Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds all you need to do is put it back in the mix with the rest of the flock, or in the wallet with the rest of the money, and that's all you need to do. You fulfilled your Chiyuv of Hashava. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Tzarech Das Bailim. Rabbi Kiva says, you do need Das Bailim, you need to inform the owner. So our Mishnah seems to assume that you don't need Das Bailim, because we said that if you put it back and then it breaks after you put it back, doesn't matter why you moved it, even if you moved it for your own purposes, you're going to be potter, because you put it back. You stole it when you were using it for your own purposes, you're not allowed to use it for your own purposes, that's okay. You put it back, and once you put it back, you already fulfilled your chiyuv hashava. There's a sugi in the end of Baba Kama, the machlokas by a shomer that steals a pikadon that's in his house. Rabbi Kiva says, kol soshmiraso. So it's not enough to return it to the place that he stole it. Rabbi Shmuel says, lo kol soshmiraso. His shmira still continues, and therefore he can still put it back on Makom Shaganav. But there's a machlokas rishonim over there how to understand the sugya. Rashi and the Ritva understand that by any ganav, by all ganavim, they hold that you have to generally let the bailim know when you return it. It's only by a shomer shaganav that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva disagree, where Rabbi Shmuel says it's not necessary to let the bailim know. By a regular ganav, for sure, even Rabbi Shmuel would agree, because it's not kalsa shmiraso by a shomer shaganav. That's the whole yisod of Rabbi Shmuel. But Rabbi Kiva holds that when you're gonev, it's kalsa shmiraso, now you're stamaganav, and stamaganav has to let the bailim know when he's returning it. So it's dafka machlokas when it comes to a shomer shaganav, according to Rashi and the Ritva. However, the Ramban explains, in the Melchamas, Ramban explains the Shitas HaRif, and the Ran over here also explains that whenever you steal without the Bailim knowing that you stole, you know, the Rabbi Shmuel would say it's not important to let him know that you returned it. The Machlokes of Shmuel Rabbi Kiva over here of a Shomer Shaganav is because Rabbi Kiva holds Shomer, when a Shomer steals, it's Kalsa Shmiraso, so it doesn't help to return it back, because a Ganav generally wouldn't have to let the Bailim know, but this Machlokes would apply both by a regular Ganav and by a Shomer Shaganav. So it's Machlokas Rishonim, how to understand the entire Machlokas, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. But for our purposes, what's very clear is we're talking about a Shomer Shaganav, and we're definitely connecting the Machlokas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel to a Shomer Shaganav. So the Gemara wants to suggest that our Mishnah fits Rabbi Ishmael, that you don't need to let the Bailim know when you returned it. Frek the Gemara, but does all of our Mishnah fit Rabbi Shmuel? Does the entire Mishnah fit Rabbi Shmuel? If it were going like Rabbi Yishmael, then as soon as you put it back, you should be pater, regardless of whether you're a miyachid a makom or not. What our Mishnah say? If you're not miyachid a makom, and you put it back, and nothing had happened yet, then you're pater. If you are miyachid a makom, oh, then it's not so pasha. Then if it's l'tzarcho, you're going to be chayv. Why? Because you stole it, but so what? You put it back already. So even if you are miyachid a makom, you should be pater according to Rabbi Yishmael. So the Tosas just bothered, how do you know Rabbi Shmuel holds that even if you are miyachid amakom that you're going to be pater? Rabbi Shmuel didn't discuss whether you're miyachid. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel's hold din was only when there's no makom miyucha that it's supposed to that it belongs in. So Tosas points out on the top Tosas in Tomer Minole. How do we know that that's true that Rabbi Shmuel would say afil yichdu nami? So says Tosas Yeshlomer min nakatle visela. The examples Rabbi Shmuel gave are critical. He gave two specific examples. He gave an example of an animal and money. You don't designate a spot that the animal has to remain forever. That's not natural for an animal to live that way. They do that with cows that they want to make veal out of. They designate a spot because the animal's not, they lock it down so that it doesn't move and develop any muscle. But that's not normal. That's not a normal way to treat an animal. So it goes from one place to another. But normally money, the other example of Rabbi Shmuel, is something that you're always miyachid amakom for. You're miyachid amakom in the wallet. You're miyachid amakom for the wallet to be in a specific place. And that's why we're going to assume that both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael hold their opinions regardless of whether you're miyachid a makom or not. Because they argue in both cases, both the case of a tle and a sela. A tle is never a yichud makom, a sela is always a yichud makom. So that's the assumption we're working with. So again, so the Gemara asks, if we're really assuming our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yishmael, then why does our Mishnah only say you're pater when you were not miyachid a makom? Even if you are miyachid a makom, you should be pater. Says Malomi Bayakamer. Yeah, it's saying as a lomibai yichdu dimakamahu, not only meaning the resha should be read as follows. The resha that talks about where you were not miyachid amakom is meant to be read as follows. That certainly if you are miyachid amakom, where you then put it back in its rightful place that it's supposed to belong, that you're going to be pater. That of course you're going to be pater. Ela afilu lo yichdu delav mekamahu lo binadas baylim. That even if you were not miyachid amakom, even then when you put it back in a place, in a reasonable place, even though there's no specific designated place, that's fine as well. That's the way to read the Reisha, which would mean that the Reisha is telling us that even if you are miyachin umakum, totally pater, which would mean that the Reisha is going against the Seifa. The Seifa says, if you're miyachid amakom, oh, if you use it for your own purposes, you're ganavin, it's yours, and you stole it. So says Gemara, ema Seifa, but then the Seifa goes on to say, yichdu la ba'il amakom, v'tiltu v'nishra, v'mitoch yado, v'im yishinicha, litzarcho chayiv, litzarcho pater. That if you took it for your own purposes, even if you put it back in its spot, you are going to be chayiv. How do you reconcile that with Rabbi Yishmael? So says Gemara, that's asal Rabbi Akiva. Dam Rabbeinu das Bailim. The Seifa seems to follow the sheet of Rabbi Akiva that you need das Bailim when you put it back. And if you just put it back without letting the owner know that you had taken it and had put it back, then you're still going to be chayiv. Well, frak the Gemara, I Rabbi Akiva, if the Seifa is following Rabbi Akiva, my iriyah yichtu afilu lo yichtu nami. Again, both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel don't make a distinction between being miyachid and makom or not. So if the Seifa is going like Rabbi Akiva, why does the Seifa specifically emphasize when you're miyachid and makom, you're going to be chayiv? Rabbi Akiva would say you're chayiv whether you're miyachid and makom or not. Even if you're not miyachid and makom, you should be chayiv. So the Gemara says, the way to read the Seifa is similar to the way we read the Reisha. That lomi bayaka amar. Not only are you going to be chayiv if you were not miyachid amakom, where you put it back in some random place, even if you had designated a specific place and you put it back in that specific place where it actually belongs, still Rav Yekiva is going to say, be'inan das baylim. You still require das baylim. It's still not good enough. So what we've essentially just said is, the Gemara notes, Reisha Rabbi Yishmael v'Sefer Rabbi Akiva. That the Reisha, it sounded, if you just read the Mishnah, it sounds like the Mishnah makes this big distinction between a halacha where miyachid amakom and where you're not miyachid amakom. What the Gemara just said is, no, there's no such distinction in the Mishnah. There are two opinions being expressed in the Mishnah. The Reisha talks about both if you're miyachid and if you're not miyachid and follows Rabbi Yishmael and says you're pater. The Seifa talks about both of you miyachid and if you're not miyachid and follows Rabbi Akiva and says you're chayiv. It's just two opinions, no chiluk whatsoever between being miyachid and makom or not. So it says about Reish Rabbi Yishmael v'Sefer Rabbi Akiva. Is that the way to read the Mishnah? It's just two totally different opinions. In absolutely correct. Dam Rav Yochan, man de mitargim lichavis alibet dechad tana mavana mani basre lebei masusa. Because Rabbi Yochan, you say if a person could explain this Mishnah to follow a single tana, I'll carry his kelim to him to the bathhouse. Meaning I'll do an avodas eved for him if he could explain that this Mishnah works like one tana. So what kind of expression is that? I'll carry his kelim to the bathhouse. Is that like in the Talmudic version of I'll eat my hat, you know, kind of thing, or is there like some specific meaning of carrying the kelim to the bathhouse? So the Maritz Chayus writes that near Be'ina he says the kaimlan the eved shaholich kelim shal. Kiddushin Daf Chav Beis gives that as the example of how to make a kinyan chazaka on an eved. How do you make a kinyan chazaka on an eved? You have him schlep your kelim for you to the bathhouse. Tzavi Avodishal, the Gemara talks about a guy who came up with a chap that it was an eved of a ger, and the ger was about to die, so he wanted to make sure that he was the first one to be kona, so he had him schlep his kelim to the merchatz, so that as soon as the eved dies, he's zochem in a hefker. He right away is kona from hefker. But the bottom line is, that's how you're kona an eved. And the halacha is kol malachos she'eved osa l'rabo, talmud osa l'rabo. That any malacha that an eved has to do for his master, a talmud has to do for his rebbe. So Rabbi Yochanan was saying exactly that. Someone who can answer this mishnah, that's someone I want to be my rebbe. I'll act like a talmud towards someone who will teach me this mishnah to follow a single tana. If you can have that level of creativity to explain this mishnah like a single tana, that's deserving of being my rebbe. I will act like a talmud toward him. Because a Talmud acts the same way that to a Rebbe that an Eved would act to his master. Rabbi Kanak in one of his Svarim explains that I think he quotes from Rav Salvechik that what's the kinyan that a Rebbe has in a Talmud? What kind of kinyan does a Rebbe have in his Talmud that a Talmud is chayiv in all the avodos that an Eved will be chayiv in? So he says the kinyan is uman kona b'shvach kli. That the Rebbe has improved the Talmud to the point where he's become a different person. So it's he's kona through uman kona b'shvach kli. Okay. Anyway, so I think it's a drush, but it's a nice drush. So says the Gemara. Maybe there is a way to reconcile that the entire Mishnah could follow one Tana, and in fact there are three ways that we're going to identify. Tirgumar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba Kamedirav Shenatla Almanas Legozla. Maybe the case in our Mishnah is talking about where you took it with the intention to steal it, and we're going to see why that matters in a second. So that's one approach that's going to work to make our Mishnah fit everybody. Tirgumar Rabbi Nosson Bar Abba Kamedirav Shenatla Almanas Lishloch Bayad. You didn't take it with the intention to steal it, you took it with the intention Lishloch Bayad, to use it for your own purposes. What would be the difference between Sholech Bayad and stealing it? Either way, you're misusing, misappropriating something that doesn't belong to you. So B'maika Mifli, what are they arguing about? So B'shlichus Yad Shlicha Chisaron. They're arguing whether it could be called Shlichus Yad if you didn't take anything away from it, meaning you used it, but then it still remained intact with all of its value and you put it back. Is that called Shlichus Yad? Or not. So Madiyamar Legozla Kasav Shlichasat Shlichasarun. The one that says that we have to make the Ukimta that your intention was to steal it was because it's not called Shlichus Yad. It doesn't fit the category of Shlichus Yad if there's no Chisaron, if it didn't lose anything. And the case over here clearly in our mission is it didn't lose anything, you put it back. Umadiyamar Shlach Bayad. The one that says that your Kavanah was to be Shalach Yad, Kasav Shlichus Yad, ain't it Shlichasarun, holds that for Shlichus Yad, you don't need Chisaron, that it's still considered a Shlichus Yad. Maskvar of Sheshes, Midi Natla Katani, Tiltla Katani. I don't like either of those, Rav Sheshes says. That you took it to use it yourself. It doesn't say Natla. Natla would imply you're taking it for yourself. Tiltla means you're moving it from one spot to another. Hard to make an Ukimta that it means that you want it for yourself, whether it be Gezela or whether it be Shlichus Yad. Ella am Rav Sheshes Hacham Eskinan Kigon Shetiltel LaHaviyaleh Gozlos. No, you wanted to use it for a moment, not to miss a bird. You wanted a bird. It's a ladder, and you're moving it in order to get some birds to climb the ladder to bring some birds from a nest that's very high, and that's still considered a level of gzela. Even though you know you didn't want to use it for yourself forever, you wanted to use it for a moment. Meaning that's a shoel shalomidas. A shoel shalomidas is also considered to be gazela. Because sarv shoel shalomidas gazlanavi. Now whether you say like Rabbi Yaakov or like Rabbi Nassan or like Rav Sheshes, whether the intention of the guy was to steal it or to be shaleich yad or to borrow it for a moment without permission, the kula Rabbi Shmuelhi. The whole Mishnah could be going like Rabbi Shmuel. The seifa sheinicha b'makom she'ena makom. Rabbi Yochanan hinicha b'mekoma mashma that the seifa shinicha b'makom she'ena mekoma. The reason in the seifa that you're going to be chayiv, after all, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you took it to steal it. You took it to, so you're a ganav. You're when you steal something, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, that's fine as long as you put it back in its place. You don't even have to tell the Bailim. You're ready. Good. So yeah, that's what the Reisha said. The Reisha said you're potter if you put it back in its place. Why in the Reisha did it say you're chayiv? If you even if you put it back, because it's not talking about that you put it back in its place. You put it back in the wrong place in the Reisha, in the Sefer rather. And that's why you're going to be chayiv. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan want to teach it that way? Rabbi Yochanan is ready to serve as an Eved, whoever could explain the Mishnah. He obviously thought of this idea, and he didn't want to say that this is what the Mishnah was talking about. Rabbi Yochanan, hinicha b'makoma mashma. The word hinicha implies you put it back where it belongs, not that you put it back somewhere else. And if you, in fact, put it back where it belongs, Rabbi Shmuel would say that you're pater. So why does the Reisha say that you're chayiv? So the way to make Rabbi Shmuel fit with the Sefer is by saying hinicha means shalom b'makoma, that you put it back in the wrong place. Now, there is a discussion in the Rishonim why it is that by Shomrim, there's a special halacha called shlichus yad. After all, that's a gazlan, meaning if you're a Shomer and you take it for yourself, why do we call that shlichus yad as opposed to calling it gazlan? So it's like any other gazlan. In what way is shlichus yad different than gazlan, or what does it add that I don't know from gazlan? So Rashi's shita, and later on, Dav Memdal and Meralef, and the Rashba and the Ran all say that by shlichus yad it's mechadesh, that even if you take a chavis shlema, you take a full barrel, and your intention is not to take the entire thing for yourself, your intention is only to use part of it, you're a gazlan on the entire thing. When you're a shomer, that's a special din by shomrim. Normally, when you're stealing something, if your intention is only to steal a little piece, so that's what you're a gazlan on, and that's what you chayv bon siman. But if you're by shlichus yad, even if your intention is only to use a little part of a bigger thing, you're chayv bon siman the entire thing, even not just a little piece you took. The Ritva explains that he doesn't think that's the difference. He says anybody who picks up aldas to take a little bit of something becomes chayiv on everything. A gazlan picks up an entire barrel of wine because he just, hey, I just want one glass of wine. And the barrel breaks through some sort of ones. What, you think he's not chayiv on the whole barrel? Of course he's chayiv on the entire barrel, says Ritva. He doesn't agree la'alacha with what Rashi and the Rashba say. He says, no, the everyone is chayiv only when he takes it when he takes it shalom al menas l'shalim. Shlichus yad is a chiddush that even if you took it al menas l'shalim, you're going to be chayiv. That's the addition of shlichus yad. And then Tosos holds that by a shomer you can't be mechayiv him midin gzela. You need a din of shlichus yad just because a shomer is in a position where his handling of something can't be defined as gzela because yado ki yad bailim. The yad shomer has a din of yad bailim. So it's not that he's stealing; it means taking it away from yad bailim. So we had to come. The Torah had to come up with a new mechanism to be mechayiv him because gzela just doesn't work. Technically, it just doesn't work because you're not removing it from Yad Bailim, since the Yad Shomer is considered an extension of the Yad Bailim. But that's a question that Rishonim had to deal with, right? Why is it that Shlichus Yad, you would expect the Gemara to deal with it, because you know the Torah clearly refers to Shlichus Yad. Why is it that Shlichus Yad is any different than a regular Gezela? Okay, Itmar, going back to this discussion of Shlichus Yad, whether it requires Chisaron or does not require Chisaron, Rav Vilevi, Machlokas Rav and Levi. Chad Amar Shlichus Yad, Shlichus Saron, V'chad Amar Shlichus Yad, ain't a shlich chisaron. One says shlich chisyad does require chisaron, that it's only considered shlich chisyad if you've lessened the item in some way, and the other one says no, it's shlich chisyad just when you took it with the intention of using it for yourself. Tistaim deravu damar shlich chisyad ain't a shlich chisaron. It must be that Rav is the one that says that it's considered shlich chisyad even if there's no chisaron to the item. How do we know that? Titania, the Brisa tells us as follows: Roa shayor roa edro v'yiniach edro. A shepherd was shepherding his flock, and then he left the flock all alone. Uba li'ir, he went back into the city. Uba ze'ev v'taraf, uba ari v'daras, and a wolf, a lion, attacks the flock and kills the sheep. Potter. He's going to be potter for that. That's an ones. It's something he wouldn't have been able to prevent, even if he was there. He niach makala v'tarmilo aleha chayiv. But if he put his stick on one of the sheep, so he's using the sheep for his own purposes, then he's going to be chayiv. He's supposed to be guarding this sheep, not using the sheep. He put his stick on the sheep, he's going to be chayiv. V'avinim ba mishum diniach makal v'tamil l'chayiv hashaklinu. What, because he once used the sheep? He already took his stick off the sheep, probably, because he went back to the city. So by the time the animal was being attacked, he was no longer using the sheep. So why should he be chayiv? Amrav nachman baravua, amrav ba'odan aleha. No, no, we're talking that he's still using the sheep. He left his stick on the sheep when he went back to the city, so he was still using the sheep when the sheep were attacked, so mele he's going to be chayiv. But he didn't do any kinyan on the sheep. He didn't move the sheep. He just put something on the sheep. Now he did move it. He hit it with the stick, and the animal ran a little bit. The animal moved a little bit. Asked the Gemara, yeah, he may have used it, but that's still not called Shlichus Yad, because what's the animal missing? Is the animal any less than it used to be because it has a stick on its back? So you see that Shlichus Yad does not require Chisaron. So you see, we were trying to say that Rav is the one that says Shlichus Yad does not require Chisaron, because this Rav said this halacha, and clearly this is talking about a case of Shlichus Yad, and putting a stick on a sheep doesn't cause any Chisaron to the sheep. So you see, it's still called Shlichus Yad. So it says Mar, Eima Shechisha B'makal. How do you know? Maybe when you put the stick on it, you put the stick on it really hard to the point where you wounded the animal, and therefore it was did cause a chisaron in the animal. Dekanami dekatani sheikisha b'makel shema mina. The fact is that it says sheikisha b'makel, so it's meduyak that you must have weakened the animal when you put the stick on it. It's not clear in the Gemara what the diuk is. Meaning, how do you see from there that you weaken the animal just because it says sheikisha b'makel? Rashi understands sheikhisha, that it gets weakened when you hit it, that it should run. When it says dekanami, it sounds that Rashi understands that the raya is from the fact that he adds the word bimakal. He could have just said sheikhisha, so bimakal implies that it was a strong hit, that you really hit it with a stick the way you would hit something with a stick. So it's only through a haka'a that you're going to be chayiv. Tosfos understands that the raya is from the word hakasha. That sounds like that it was a haka that was stronger than a regular nudging it to move one way or the other. But bottom line is, whichever way you say, the Gemara is medayik that it's there is a chisaron over here. Oh, so the Rav savor shlichus yad tzricha chisaron. If Rav holds shlichus yad is tzricha chisaron, that in order to be shaleach yad, if our diuk is correct and Rav holds tzricha chisaron, then it must be Levi savor shlichus yad. That you don't need chisaron for shlichus yad. My time of the Levi, why would Levi say that it's not necessary to have chisaron in order to be chayiv for shlichus yad? So it relates to why it is that the Torah has to tell me the din of shlichus yad twice. The Torah tells me the din of shlichus yad by shomer chinam, and it tells me again by shomer sachar. What is the din of shlichus yad? Again, it's that if you misappropriate it to use it for yourself, to steal it for yourself when you're a shomer, that any onus that happens to it, you're going to be chayiv. Even though normally a shomer chinam and a shomer sachar are peturim and onsim, you're still going to be chayiv. So I'm Rabbi Yochum, Mishum Rabbi Yosef ben Arai, Mishun shlichus yad amur b'shomer sachar, Mishlichus yad amur b'shomer chinam. The din of shlichus yad b'shomer sachar has to be telling us something different than the din of shlichus yad that it says by shomer chinam. And the Torah says it twice. V'ani omer, ain't a mishuna. And I say that no, it doesn't have to be telling me anything different. Umay mishuna, what do we mean that it's mishuna, that it has to be telling me something different? Because lo tomar shlichus yad b'shomer sachar. There's no reason for the Torah to mention shlichus yad b'shomer sachar. V'teisi m'shomer chinam. And let us just derive it from a shomer chinam. And the derivation should go as follows. Uma shomer chinam shepater b'gnei v'aveda. Shilach b'yad chayiv. If a shomer chinam, where you're pater in gnei v'aveda. But if you're shalech yad, you're going to be chayiv. So shomer chinam, who we're so makel with, we always let him off easy. Gnei v'aveda, he's pater. But if he's shalech yad, he's going to be chayiv. Shomer sachar, shechayiv b'gnei v'aveda. Lo kol shegein. A shomer sachar, you're going to be chayiv in gnei v'aveda. All the more so that shlichus yad is going to be chayiv. So says Gemara. So lamai hilz kasvina rachmana. So why does the Torah go out of its way to mention shlichus yad again by shomer sachar if we already mentioned it by shomer chinam? Must be to tell me another din about shlichus yad. Lomel chashlichus yad in shlichisaron. That in order for it to be considered shlichus yad, it's not necessary that there be a chisaron. It's considered shlichus yad even without a chisaron. Fractosos, vim tomer hatenach shomer sachar da'yaser kral la'achi el b'shomer chinam nalei. Meaning, so great. Now I know why when you're shaleach yad as a shomer sachar, it doesn't require a chisaron. That it's still going to be considered shaleach yad even without chisaron. But how do I know that the same is true by a shomer chinam? I only see the extra pasuk by a shomer sachar. Imi shomer sachar mal shomer sachar ken chayv gnei v'aveda. And you can't derive shomer chinam from shomer sachar because shomer sachar always has more chiyuv than a shomer chinam. So to tell shomer sachar is chayiv in gnei v'aveda, shomer chinam is not. So to say that a shomer sachar is chayiv when you're shaleach yad without chisaron, and a shomer chinam is only chayiv when you're shaleach yad with chisaron, wouldn't be so crazy. So says Tosi Yeshlomar, kiven the shlichus yad chayiv b'travayu, ein zeh legili milsa, v'meil of tin shal zeh b'zeh. This is not a limud from one to the other, a kal v'chomer, a memetzinu. This is a gili milsa. There is a din in the Torah called shlichus yad. What are the gedarim? What's called shlichus yad? It's not that there are two or three dinim in the Torah. Shlichus yad here, shlichus yad there, shomer chinam, shomer sachar. There's one din called shlichus yad. In terms of defining the gedarim, you're megala from one place to the other. You see that by shomer sachar, shlichus yad means even without any chisaron. So it must mean the same thing by shomer chinam as well. It's a gile milsa. The Rashash just points out that from the parsha of shomer chinam, you would only see that shlichus yad is chayiv in gnev v'aveda, meaning that you wouldn't know that he's chayiv in onsim as well, because over there it says that if it's that a shomer chinam in gnev v'aveda is pater if he's not shalach b'yad. That's what the Torah says. But if he were shalach b'yad, then he'd be chayiv in gnev v'aveda. Maybe that's why the Torah has to say shlichus yad by shomer sachar, to tell me that shlichus yad would be chayiv even in onas. That not just because Shomer Sachar anyway is chayiv in Gnei V'Aveda. Very strong kasha, the Rashash asks. Okay, so he suggests that since by Shlichus Yad the Shomer Chinam becomes chayiv in Gnei V'Aveda, it must be megala to us that Shlichus Yad has the din of a gazlan. So once he has the din of a gazlan, memeli is chayiv in onsim. Because why else would the Shomer Chinam be chayiv in Gnei V'Aveda? If you're saying he's chayiv in Gnei V'Aveda, it must be that it's giving him the status of a gazlan. It's interesting that we always put Gneva and Aveda together. That we always assume that they're the same. The Gemara in one place has a Hava Amina that we might have thought to distinguish Gnei V'Aveda. It's really Misvara. Of course we would have thought to distinguish Gnei V'Aveda. No, you lend somebody something and he says he asks for it back and he says, sorry, my house was robbed. It was taken from me. It was stolen from me. So so what's your feeling to it? I feel so bad for you. I'm so sorry. You know, you lend I lost it. I'm sorry. What do you mean you lost it? You have to watch over. You would think Gneva is something that's Karav La'ones and Aveda is Karav La'pshia. So there's a question in Halacha whether we're ever actually Mechalik between Gneva and Aveda. By Dine Shomrim, we're not. You just have to figure out if any, maybe by other Halachas, Bali Atosa suggests, maybe by other Halachas we actually are Mechalik between Gneva and Aveda. But by Dine Shomrim, we always put it together. But anyway, so this is the reason to have assumed that Shlichus Yad is ain't tzricha chisaron, because why else would it need to say shlichus yad again by shomer sachar? Vani omer, but I disagree. Ain't a mishuna. I think it's not so strange that it has to say shlichus yad again by shomer sachar. Krab Lazar, damer davda achasi. Because I assume like Reb Lazar that they're both the same. This and that. It's all the same thing. Shomer chinam, shomer sachar. My davda achas. What does that mean? Davda achasi. It says it in both places. So what's it adding? Mishum dika lemifrach. No, because you can't. What was the whole premise that it's extra by Shomer Sachar? Is that just say Shlichus Yad by Shomer Chinam, and I'll figure out a Kal V'chomer. Shomer Chinam is Patron Gnei V'Aveda, is still Chayiv in Shlichus Yad, and Shomer Sachar is Chayiv Gnei V'Aveda, all the more so. Well, that Kal V'chomer is not so pashut. There's a big pircha in that Kal V'chomer. Because Malah Shomer Chinam, Shekein Mishalim Tashlumi Kefal, B'Torin Tainas Ganav. A Shomer Chinam who was Torin Tainas Ganav, and therefore tried to get himself off the hook. They asked the Shomer Chinam, hey, where's my stuff? And he says, ah, it was stolen, so I'm Pater. And then we find that he took it himself. So he's chayiv kefel. So Shomer Chinam might be chayiv kefel in a Shomer Sachar. If he's Torin Tainas Ganav, we'd say, okay, it was stolen, pay for it. Because that's what you got to do when it was stolen. So he's never going to be chayiv kefel. So it turned out that there's a chumrah by Shomer Chinam they don't have by Shomer Sachar. So don't tell me that if a Shomer Chinam is chayiv b'shlich sad of kal v'chomer Shomer Sachar, Shomer Chinam is chayiv in kefel when he's Torin Tainas Ganav, Shomer Sachar is not. So you can't learn a kal v'chomer from one to the other. That's why the Torah has in both places. So and the one that doesn't have that pircha in the Kal V'chomer, sover karna b'lo shvua adifa mikfel b'shvua. The fact that a Shomer Chinam has to pay kefel if he's Torin Tainas Ganav is not a reflection of the chumrah of a Shomer Chinam. It's actually a reflection of the kula of a Shomer Chinam. Why does he have to pay kefel if he's Torin Tainas Ganav? Because if something gets stolen from him, he's actually potter. So when he steals it, with a towing tainas ganav, he's becoming a ganav himself. So that's why he's chayiv kefel. But if the shomer sachar right away when he's towing tainas ganav is chayiv, paying the keren right away as soon as you find out that it was stolen is a bigger chumrah than having to pay kefel if you lied about it being stolen and ended up stealing it yourself. So it's not really a kula of the shomer sachar and a chumrah of the shomer chinam. Rava Amar Lo Tamar Shlichus Yad Lo B'Shomer Chinam Lo B'Shomer Sachar. Rava says, you know what? There's a third place that we could have derived Shlichus Yad from, and the Torah didn't need to say Shlichus Yad by either of these places, not by Shomer Chinam and not by Shomer Sachar. V'Tesi Mishoel. We should derive it all from a Shoel. Umas Shoel Dil Das Bailim Kavid. If a Shoel who's allowed to be using the item, so it's considered the Das Bailim that he's using the item, and nevertheless Sholach Bayad Chayiv. The shovel is sholeach yad. He's going to be chayiv. So what does that mean? A shovel who's sholeach yad. It means that the shovel decides to take it for himself. He's going to be chayiv. Meaning it's one thing to borrow it, but he plans on keeping it. He's going to be chayiv. Shomer chinam v'shomer sachar lo kolshkein. So shomer chinam v'shomer sachar that are sholeach yad, all the more so are going to be chayiv in their shlichus yad. So lemanemar, why does it tell us the din of shlichus yad v'shomer chinam v'shomer sachar they're both extra? So says Mark, must be telling me two drashas. Chada lamalach shlichus yad in shichsarun. The pasuk by shomer chinam is teaching me that shlichus yad does not require chisarun, that it's considered shaleach yad even without any chisarun, which is the reason of Levi, right? Levi is one that says that it does not require chisarun. You need a pasuk to teach us this. The Idach does discuss why you can't just learn that from a shoel that it doesn't require chisarun, but whatever reason, you need a pasuk to teach us this. The Idach, the second pasuk that mentions shlichus yad by a shomer sachar, is shalot tomer that a person shouldn't say by a shlichus yad that the shomer should be able to be derived from a shoel because dayu lavomen adin lios kenidon, because you would say that it would be shlichus yad by other shomrim would be limited to the rules of shlichus yad by a shoel. Well, mashal bebailim pater. If you're shaleach yad as a shoel and the owner is with you, you're pater because that's a pasuk by the shoel in balavimo lo yishalein. There's a din of bailim imo that if the owner is there with you, you don't have to pay. So I would have thought of shomer chinam shomer sachar bailim pater bebailim pater. I would think by shomer chinam shomer sachar you have the same rule. If the bailim is there, you're pater. So that's why I needed to tell me shlichus yad again by shomer sachar. There's no din of bailim imo by shomer chinam shomer sachar. That's what needs to be mechadesh. Great. We explained why does it have to say shlichus yad by a shoel and then again by a shomer chinam, again by a shomer sachar. So he said, oh, by a shomer chinam, it teaches me that shlichus yad ain't a tzricha chisaron. But what if Yal Shri Chisar is Shri Chisaron? Then what do you do with the extra pasuk? What's the limud? So Chada Shalot Tomer Dayel of Amin Adin Lios Kanidon. Well, one time Shri Chisar is to tell me that there's no din of Bail of Imo, right? That you don't say we learn exactly the rules of the Shoel. V'idach L'chadetanya. And the other time it has to tell me the din that it says in the Brisa that explains the pasuk by Yishom Rechinam who's towing Tainas Ganav, and then Edim come and testify that he himself stole it. The pasuk says v'nikrav balabayis ele Elohim l'shavua. So he has to take that kirva is l'shavua. Only afterwards does he have to pay kefel. Meaning, only if he swore that it was stolen from him is he going to have to pay kefel when Edom testify that he had stolen it. So atom l'shavua o eno el ledin. Does it mean that he has to have taken a shavua in order to be chayiv kefel, or maybe it just means that he has to have come to the base? He has to have gone to the din. So nemer shlichus yad l'matav, nemer shlichus yad l'mayla. So that's where shlichus yad comes in. It says shlichus yad by Yishomer Sachar, and it says shlichus yad by Yishomer Chinam. Mala halon l'shvua, just like by Yishomer Sachar, it says it in the context of a shvua, because it says shvua Hashem tia bein shneim im lo shalach yado. The pasuk that talks about shlichus yad mentions a shvua. So afkan by Yishomer Chinam, where it says that he's nikra v'alavais ele Elohim im lo shalach yado, that he goes to the judges, it also means l'shavua, that he had gone to the judges to take a shavua. So it has to tell me both by Shomer Chinam and Shomer Sachar to teach us this gezeira shava, that a Shomer Chinam who's towing tainas nignav and we found out that he himself stole it is only chayiv kefel if it wasn't just a taina that it was stolen, but he had actually taken a shavua that it was stolen. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the top of Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph.